Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he a crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament, don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up watching snowflakes, the niggas that was pro-based. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C, up your fell at it, you're dense. I get word through the street like Bell Atlantic and Sprint. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff of law. Niggas wanna press me, put my back to the wall. But pressure bust pipes, I know I spatted to y'all. To know me, to love me, you see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max, sweet like Cairo. Assault like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Coolio, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga, you fall to my defense. Catch you while he reaching. Clip you, then I cross you, then I leave him. Apply full court pressure like 4-4 cards. Get you out of here. Pull pressure to the trigger. Bullets flying threes. You forever rest under bullshit. Dirt lies and leaves. I do bullshit. Dirt tell lies and leaves. Look at my eyes. Real lies and beans. Niggas wanna despise
this
team.
Talk is so sports talk show. With a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective. To the bullet. I'm your host, L Bookie. We got T-Row, Styles of God, ICE, and the one who keeping us all together, OG the Buck. We in the building, baby. Woo! the deal?
What's up, world? What's up, world? Nice Saturday, baby. Let's
go. No doubt. No doubt. T. Rizzy, good morning.
Good morning to the Dream Team. How the fam doing, man? Let's get this Super Saturday started, man. What the fuck's going on today?
No doubt, no doubt. OG the Buck with the deal, baby.
Feeling real good on a Super Saturday, man. Appreciate the Dream Team being with us this good Saturday morning, 10 a.m., 7 a.m. if you're T-Roll on the West Coast. You know what I say about this time, Boomix? Let's go.
Let's go. Man, I want to ask the Dream Team, man. Les Miles has been targeted for allegations of sexual misconduct on the job. He's been, oh man, the story that's come out is he's made so many sexual advancements at coworkers that sometimes they don't even want to be around him. He's forced himself to kiss a young lady. He resigned, and with him ultimately resigning, the athletic director resigned. I just want to get your thoughts on it. T. Rizzy first. What you think about Les Miles resigning from Kansas?
Not too surprising, big brother. You know, when these stories come out in the last 5-10 years, you know what the scoop is. It ain't no denying it. Once one comes out, there's another. And then after another, there are more and more that keep coming out. So with everything that's been going on, that's Miles. You just put yourself on that list, player. You can't hang out with the women that you be trying to hang out with that ain't your soulmate. So keep your lips to yourself, player. You got to, this COVID is serious, man. You got to wear a mask. But, you know, all this steals from LSU, and it just followed them from LSU to Kansas, and, you know, you ain't being successful over there in Kansas. If you ain't being successful with a 3-12 record, you know what I'm saying? That'll get you fired too. So he was going to be out the door anyway, even if the allegations did come out about the sexual assault bull. But, you know, it is what it is. Les Miles, yeah, man, chalk it up. Put a check by your name, man. You on that list. Man, this has been just since the beginning of 2019, boy. Let me tell you.
I see what you think.
Man, I was appalled, man. I was shocked. I said, what? National championship with LSU. He was a good coach, man. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't no Hall of Fame coach, but he was a good coach. I was just shocked, man. And I just don't get it sometimes, man. With people, man, when somebody tell you no, man, no means no, man. You know, and I guess when you got power, sometimes you got that money, they figure they can control you, and it figure they ain't gonna believe whatever you say because I got this power, man. You know, so, but you know that's gonna come to an end soon, and like now it just came to an end, man. You can't be doing that, man. All these years, man, and just using your power, man, over these people, man, intimidation, you know. I was shocked, though, man. It was sad to hear, man, but I wouldn't put nothing past these guys, man, you know what I'm saying, with this power, you know. So I was shocked, though, man. I was shocked. What do you think, L?
I think I'm just going to say 100 miles and running. Oh, less. He about to run 100 miles, man. And I'm listen to this. Man, I'm in the streets, man. It's a lot going down. But I tell you this, two things about Les. About time, and number two, anytime it has anything to do with sexual conduct, whether you're right or wrong, they're going to relieve you until they get down to the bottom of the story. So Les has to remove himself. He'd rather resign than get fired. And anytime that you eat grass on the field,
Yeah,
you don't need to be
coaching
no more.
Something wrong with you, man. He's fertilized.
Let me
just... Man. So.
Yeah, tell I need two switches on deck.
Okay. Boy,
trying to get
it. Man, so, yeah, that's the thing about Les Miles. He should be very, very careful moving forward. And anytime you get removed or you remove yourself, what usually happens, guys?
Oh,
what
yeah.
usually happens? It's true.
Flagball.
You
won't
be getting another
job.
Yeah. So, yeah, the streets is talking, man. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little NCAA basketball. We're going to talk a little NFL free agency. It's the street. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street.
A whole lot of girlfriends. Let's get it.
And this is what it feels like. And I survive cause a nigga is special first. You get successful, then it gets stressful thirst. Niggas gon' test you, see what your texture's worth. Diamonds and pipes, one of them pressure burst. Street nigga, still I get checks and spurts. I'm for peace, but before I get pressed, I murk. Better days pray for, but expecting worse. At this level, bullshit, I'm just less concerned. Cruising in a six, looking at the proceeds of rap music on my wrist. Drop another mixtape, my shit booming out this bitch. Young Malcolm, I'm the leader of the movement out this bitch. Look, and this is what it feels like. Reach a level, make you question, is it real life? All the weed good, all the pussy real tight. And the only rule, keep your dollar bills right. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. This is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like.
Scorpion bricks. Way before Orbeez double disc, 40 on my lap, clap, sound like 40 did the mix, filtered bass, sip coat, like a Michelin star chef, kiss to my wrist, I go dummy with my left, IRS on my dick, try to audit all my checks, too late, you know they hate when you become more than they expect, you let them crack or storm your capital, put their feet up on your desk, and yet you talking tough to me, I lost all my little respect, I'm selling weed, in the open, bringing folks, I'm from the feds, I know the payback gon' be mean, I'm saving all my little bread, pray for me y'all, one day I'ma have to pay for these thoughts, real niggas is distinct, it ain't safe for me, my dog, they killing niggas in they own hood, that makes sense to you at all, you burnt your bridge to the other side, you know you can't swim across, y'all know niggas can't swim, they fried Mike after he died, y'all know niggas can't win, you never land, don't joke aside, I arrived on the day Fred Hampton got assassinated, just to clarify further, what y'all gave birth is the chairman mixed with Jeff Ford, big step on the jet with my legs crossed, black stones on my neck, y'all can't kill Christ, black messiah is what I feel like. Shit ain't gon' stop cause y'all spill blood. We gon' turn up even more since y'all killed cubs.
And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like.
Saturday morning,
Welcome back. It's the Streets is Talking. It's the Dream Team in the building. It's your boy Boo Meek. It's that boy OG the Buck. ICE. Hey, youngster that keeps the stats jumping off STG. And it's your boy T-Roll. Good morning, world. How we doing today? Y'all know what time it is, man. It's the springtime. And it's March Madness. Man, y'all know what we're about to jump into. It's time to jump into this NCAA basketball conversation, man. You know, because this is what it feels like. It feels like March Madness is about to jump off next week. You know what I mean? This is the time of the year everybody missed out on last year, but guess what? They're bringing it back. They say we're going to have an NCAA tournament this year, Dream Team. But guess what? There have been a couple of teams that have been knocked out due to COVID. I hope they still get a chance to make it to the tournament. Good old Duke. They had to cancel their chances on the tourney because of a couple of COVID players. And then there's old Kansas. They had to bounce out of the Big 12 tournament and had Texas to replace it for the championship game today against Oklahoma State, who knocked off Baylor yesterday. Hey, Dream Team. There was a couple of upsets. And I'm talking about, when I say upsets, I'm talking about, man, I don't know what's going on. It's going to be some good championship games. Oregon got knocked off. Georgetown knocking people off. Oregon State knocking people off. Oklahoma State, man, all these lower seeds. We talked about this on Wednesday. Hang on, it's kind of cloudy up there in the 1-5 spot. Who's going to take it all? ICE. What you think about this? The conference championship tournaments that we've been seeing so far. It's been a good thing. It's been a bad thing. You gonna make it?
This college this year has been great. This year, I don't care what nobody said. They've been shooting threes. There's been some point guards. I ain't know like that game. I've seen a lot of good programs just this past year, man. I don't know what happened through the COVID. From all the Big Ten teams, man, I don't know how many might make it to the tournament this year, man. From Baylor to Oregon to Oklahoma State, Kansas had some shine earlier. Oregon, there's just a lot of Texas. It's been a lot of good teams this year, man. But what I think, man, it all boils down to in that March Madness, man, is that one single player you can go to. It cannot be stopped. And he also got a good team. You know, I know these championships going on now, man. You know, all the conference championships. But I'm liking Oklahoma State to go real far from, you know, not just winning this for the championship today, but going farther for the whole thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, I like Oklahoma State, man. When Cade Cunningham, he went down.
Cade Cunningham went down
games ago. Man, they blew somebody out, man, and all them guys stepped up. I was like, oh, they beat what they did was Oklahoma. They beat Oklahoma State.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and they beat them without Cade Cunningham. Okay, and I seen something in that team. I'm like, wow. This might be a team to beat. Now, this guy come in, man, it's like that one guy you cannot stop, man. You got the Carmelo Anthony, that one-year guy with give me the ball. You know what I'm saying? I can do it all. I got 3-point game. I can go in. I can go mid-range. I can rebound. I'm impressed with this kid, man, how he can score, man, single-handedly take over a game. I know a couple guys from UConn. We got James. What's his name? God, he's a boy, a bad boy.
Yeah, I can't think of his last name neither. Yeah, he pretty good, too. He got swag on that court.
Yeah, he ain't stepped up his game, man. He been there, and, you know, UConn got legends down there, man, from Cliff Robinson on up to, you know, Ray from, you know, Ray to Kwan Butler. His dad is a big one. You know, this guy right here, James Butler. He's gonna be the next shining guy too. He's a 101 guy who could take over a game. So this year's, man, I think this year's tournament is, man, for everybody, man. I think he's gonna be that one guy who can get his own shot off. And UConn got it, and Oklahoma State got it. But this year has been fine, man. It's been great this year. I'm impressed with the young kids that are developing. Ain't no one-year wonders coming out. You might have Cade Cunningham, but the rest of these guys put in a lot of work and time. You can see these college kids getting better. So it's going to be big this year. It's going to be a nice tournament, man. And Michigan looking good, too, right now.
OG the Buck, I got a two-part question for your ass. Because you know you saw Juwan Howard. You know, he was about to get on Maryland coach yesterday. But the big game between the team up north and your Buckeyes. Ooh-wee. It's going to be – because you know Ohio State did the team up north bad, as y'all would say. But Michigan going to be ready to get y'all ass today. What's your thoughts on that, player?
Man, it's funny you lead me in with a question like that. I'm all Big Ten. You know, as I look at the top 25. As I look at the top 25, fellas, shout out to Scholar Scope, Boo Joe, Cuddy Cut, Raven, BSC, Brody, and all the callers in the queue. One time I got to shout y'all out. But as I look at the rankings, you know, Big 12 and Big 10 got 10 of the top 25 teams in, man. So shout out to them two power conferences, man. But, you know, that team up north, man, you know, gets no play in my ride. I'm sorry, man. You know, Juwan Howard going crazy on that sideline, wanting to beat up the Maryland coach, got himself ejected out the game. Get out of here! You know what I mean? This ain't the 90s with the Fab Five. We ain't having it. Exit left to the locker room. Michigan was still able to pull it out, though. But going right back to my Buckeyes. Oh, State. I got my guys, man. I got my guys taking that Big Ten. I like what they got going over there. You know, the conference being as tough as it is, that's why our record looking like it is, if I'm not mistaken, 20-8. We got a lot of scoring going on and with the old State kids, man. And I'm a home court guy. I'm biased with the Big Ten. So I'm gonna go with Ohio State to win the Big Ten. I'm gonna go with them real deep in those college brackets. We'll wait for the bracket to be set once all the championship games finish and they round out that 64 field, which I think is Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, or if I'm not, could be mistaken.
Yep,
but
tomorrow,
come up.
Tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, we'll be on.
Exactly. So we'll give our March bracket 64-65 field on Wednesday. But for right now, like I said, I'm gonna go with Ohio State to win that Big Ten. A couple notable guys, man. Ice hit it right on the head, man. You gotta like Oklahoma State. You know, you really gotta like Oklahoma State. I like Bobby Huggins. I like what Bobby Huggins doing on in West Virginia. Yeah, he always seemed to get himself in that mix, man. I don't know what this guy's doing, man, but he always find a way to get himself in the mix, man. One more time, I shot the Big Ten out, man, and it's going to be some great basketball today, fellas. It's championship round today, if I'm not mistaken, man. So you guys tune on in. And don't forget to call in Wednesday, 7 p.m., and that's my take.
And I'm going to tell you like this, Street. I'm going like y'all going. I'm going home. I'm picking Texas to do the damn fool in the Big Ten. We surprised a lot of people this year with where we are today. And, yes, we got lucky with Kansas catching the COVID so we could replace them and be in the championship game for the Big 12 today. But, you know, that's the way it happens. Luck is on our side. So I'm going to pick them Longhorns to win the Big 12 title. And like you guys said, it's a lot of teams out there this year that's really surprising. Oregon State, the one on the run. I mean, even with all the madness that went between Creighton last week and the coach and what he said and everything, you see how they made it to the championship game for the Big East title to play Georgetown today. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a lot of interesting games from here until next Thursday. Because when next Thursday starts and this tournament begins in Indiana, man, I hope y'all ready, because I already took a couple of days off work so I can be ready for the tournament, because I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to see the doctor on Wednesday night and Thursday morning when I wake up. Man, listen, I hope y'all be ready because I'm going to be tuned in for every game. I hope y'all be tuned in for every game because it's going down. And y'all know what happens when it's going down. It's going to be something exciting because somebody about to lose some money. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. Between the Big 12, the Big 10, and I'm going to even throw in the Big East for my boy ICE. I'm just going to say this. It's not going to be Gonzaga. It's not going to be Baylor. It's not going to be, them top 17s are very hard. You know what I'm saying? But,
yes, sir.
You talk about comparity in this here league, boy, in this college game right now. March Madness is about to be at its best this year. You know what I mean? These boys about to show their ass in this March Madness tournament. So I'm ready. I can't wait. And let me ask you guys this.
Hold on, T-Ro. Hold on. We usually break the glass in case of emergency for ICE, but guess who's breaking the glass for the day?
Don't tell me, boo.
The young one.
Nephew, what's happening, baby?
Oh, man, what's going on, Dream Team?
How's it going?
Good morning.
Man, I've been working. I'm fleshing. I'm working like a Puerto Rican pig on a Mexican farm.
It's a lot of pigs on the Mexican farm. Let me tell you, I didn't see that.
Yeah, but I'm working like a Puerto Rican one on a Mexican farm. Oh my God.
You running? You got good lungs, boy. You got some young lungs.
Oh man.
Hey, STG.
Who you got that kind of
we talking about
STG?
Uh-huh. Y'all already know who it is.
Oh, I know you better not say Old State, because you know y'all
UConn.
Almost lost the
UConn.
Game last night.
UConn, baby. Yo, UConn. Yeah, we lost yesterday, but we still in it. We still in March Madness. We lost yesterday, but we in it. UConn, baby. Book night. Book it.
Hey, you had ICE this morning. Boy, we need to. ICE couldn't think of that boy last name. We did research over here. You get on the phone and you call his name Buckets.
Book night.
Book night. There you go.
Uh-huh.
Buckets book night.
Yeah. Get
hey, you know
book
what
night. That's what his name is.
Hey, you know what I like about this guy, though? He got better every year. His game got better. He won those, you know, C.J. McCollum, Dang Litter type of, you know, might do 4 years, three.
Yeah.
He got better the game big time.
Yeah, he decent, man. He's definitely an NBA prospect. I don't know about a lottery pick, but he definitely an NBA prospect. I just wanted to shout my Huskies out, man. We got beat by 3 by Creighton yesterday. I don't know what the damn coach is doing down the stretch. He was pissing me off, but we still in March Madness, man. We get the bid, man. We having a pretty really good year this year. And I just wanted to shout my Huskies out, but we ain't got no shot at winning that shit.
Who's your surprise teams right now? We're seeing a lot of surprise teams. Oregon State, Georgetown, Oklahoma State.
Man,
my
surprise team is Oklahoma State, man. They got the first pick in the draft, if you ask me. Oklahoma State got the first pick in the draft on their team. And
Mr. Cade Cunningham.
Not just besides, yes, he is the number one pick in the draft. If nobody don't know it. That boy is nice.
Let me ask y'all guys as far as any
sleeper teams, man, we ain't got really many sleeper teams. I just think it's this year is gonna be if anybody want to win this year, if a big major want to win, this is the year. You know, that's what I did want to say in my take. If a sleeper team like a mid major team has an opportunity to win, it's this year. So you know, I'm hoping everybody is focused, locked in when this tournament's time start. On today's championship day, I'm definitely looking forward to watching it to see who's going to be placing what seeds and where. But I'm just here to say that mid-major team, they definitely got a shot at making some history this year. And so let's be on the lookout, Dream Team. You heard it from me.
That's what's
Cleveland
up.
Cleveland State Vikings. He's talking about the Cleveland State Vikings got a chance. Man, they don't have a chance in hell. They don't have a chance in hell, man. And I live right up the street from Cleveland State, man. They can't do it. Mid-major ain't got a chance. Going up
Florida
against Gonzaga and Baylor. I got one question before we get out of here. We up against it. It's a half-hour break. Does my team, and it's personal, man. You know, everybody got their favorite teams. Everybody know my team. Ice done heard me hollering out this out on them referee floor, refereeing my games. Syracuse, 2-3, Syracuse. Do Syracuse get in? Ooh. Man, I got to ask y'all to put around the board real quick before we go up to break.
Hey, you know what? That's going to be up to the committee. That's going to be a tough one. The one they lost yesterday, I know, but the way they lost yesterday, I don't know.
Man.
Yeah,
that's why I'm a little quiet, because the way they lost yesterday, North Carolina, too, man. North Carolina, the way that North Carolina lost yesterday, I'm like, man, y'all got it. Come on. Oh, it's not looking good for y'all, man. I don't know.
Hey,
y'all might have a chance, though, because y'all better than Duke and North Carolina, I tell you that.
That's what I'm saying.
It's going to be up to the committee. That's definitely reviewable.
I was stationed in the Army in Syracuse, man. So that's like my second favorite team in college. I'm definitely a Jim Boeheim fan. Just love him from the college days. But when your son started for Syracuse, there's a problem. Okay.
Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs. Nah, I'm a pop star. call, not a doctor. Bitches calling my phone like I'm locked up, nonstop. From the plane to the fucking helicopter, yeah. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs out, nah, nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor. I'm a pop star, not a doctor. Watch her, says she rep a whole different block, so I blocked her. Busy at the crib, cooking salmon with the lobster. If we talking joints, it's just me and David Foster. Bodyguards don't look like Kevin Costner, you tweaking. Just pulled up to Whitney, Houston, Texas for the evening. They tell the same story so much they start to believe it. The ones that start like Drizzy shit was cool, but we even. Man, how the fuck? 2, 4, 6, 8 Watches factory, so they appreciate. Crown in my hand, and I'm really playing keep away. Shit don't even usually get this big without a fever face. Nah, nah, piece of cake. Nah, nah, Turks and cake. Yeah, yeah, go and get your friends. We can sneak away. Yeah, 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 I keep a like I keep the faith. Wonder how I got this way. Swear I got the bitches calling my phone like I'm locked up nonstop. From the plane to the fucking helicopter. Yeah, cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs out. Nah, nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor. It's just calling my phone like I'm locked.
Oh, yeah. They calling my phone, Street. Oh, I ain't no doctor, but I got what you need. It's the Street. It's your boys, the Dream Team. I-C-E, S-T-G, O-G, the Buck. That boy, Boo Meek, and your boy, T-Ro. Good morning. This is Super Saturday. And we happy to hear y'all. And we happy to see y'all in the queue, man. Good morning. It's a lovely morning. You did? Hey, man, we done talked about your boy Les Miles over at Kansas, you know, doing too much, and he done resigned instead of, you know, going through the old process of getting that boot. You know what I mean? We done talked about the NCAA March Madness tournament coming up, which we know is going to be big this year because last year we didn't get to have one. So we're going to get to have one this year. Everything going to be in Indianapolis, so it should be pretty good. I know they've been working real hard to keep them places clean. So get it right, Indiana, because you know we coming. The Streets will be there. Now, let's move on to the NBA, man. You know, after the All-Star break, games began back on Wednesday. And like I told y'all on Wednesday, Sniper would be out. And what almost happened the other day to your boy? Well, actually, not the other day, but last night. Did y'all see Joel Embiid go down? I tried to tell y'all, boy, it's going to be a little crazy. But if y'all haven't noticed, since the All-Star break, every game that's been played, there has been a team that has scored over 105 points that has been the winner of the game, with the highest being 130. Now, we know in the second half of the NBA season, things get a little bit serious and get, you know, where we know who's going to be doing what. Now, man, let's talk about this here, NBA. Your boy, Blake Griffin, gets to make his debut with the Brooklyn Nets. SPG, is the Brooklyn Nets cheating by signing Blake Griffin? And what they going to do in the second half of the season? Are they the favorites, or should they be the favorites for the second half of the season? STG, where you go?
I'm here. Y'all hear me?
You got to start over. We didn't get to hear you, man. We didn't get to hear you.
Man, Blake, I ain't worried about no Blake Griffin. He ain't caught up. He ain't jumped and touched the net since 2018, man. He can't even touch the net no more.
Hey,
STG.
Here's a fact for you. He only played 36 games the whole time he was in Detroit the last two seasons.
Yeah. I understand. And he in the gym making bets. You bet. I bet you can't touch the bottom of the backboard no more. They in the gym making bets and stuff right now, trying to test his level. But Blake Griffin is going to be a great piece added to the Brooklyn Nets, man. I'm going to start off by saying this. He can pass the ball. He's like a point forward. So he's going to be a very, very good addition in that pick and roll. From what I've seen him in Detroit after 30 games that he played, you know, he was an offense. The offense ran through him when he was in the game. You know, he's at the top of the key, you know, scanning them pick and rolls and hedges and the wedges. and making the right reads off of it. So he will take a little pressure, more pressure off of Kyrie from having to handle the ball again. James Harden having to handle the ball a lot. Kevin Durant. So they're basically going to be using Blake Griffin as a pick and roll, stand at the top of the screen, kind of like dribble handoff guy to orchestrate the offense. And I think it's going to be awesome because he can shoot the three ball, you know, and then on top of that, he just knows how to play basketball at a high level. He's an all-star. And if you're playing with those guys, man, shoot, you better get a couple of dunks because ain't no doubling out there. You can't. It's going to be hard to double anybody. I'll tell you that right now. So dribble, dribble, step back, going to be getting this stuff off. Kevin Durant going to be able to come off them down screens and shoot them shots mid-range. It's going to be ugly out there in Brooklyn. So I'm hoping my Lakers get Andre Drummond, man. But other than that, it's going to be ugly in Brooklyn. It's ugly for me. That's my take.
I see you. Boy, I know you got something to say because your boy AD out for another 2 to 4 weeks. They talking about a calf strain. What's going down?
Hey, man. Styles of God said, man, it's going to be tough to beat the Brooklyn Nets, baby. Even with the ran out right now, these guys is balling, man. And the role players, man, is playing their role to a T. The superstars are being big-time superstars. Harden getting triple-doubles almost every game. Kyrie shooting a high percentage on shot. He's definitely the most exciting player in the NBA this year, hands down. I can't see nobody playing like him this year, like as far as, like, just entertaining the crowd,
mm-hmm.
man. For some special stuff.
Yeah.
And he's shooting 20 shots. Sometimes he's shooting 20 shots. He's making 15 for 20. 15 for 23, 16 for 21. Come on, this guy shoot at a high level, all type of shots, and he passing the ball. And everybody's loving this game right now. From James Harden being the MVP candidate that he is, and you guess what, Sal? Blake Griffin ain't had but 2-3 dunks in about 2 years, right? I promise you, he get about 6 to 7 dunks in the first. But, you know what I'm saying? Somebody needs to come to him. He still can jump and get out of him. But that. It might not be hard.
I agree.
And there's one thing.
James Harden definitely got live it up here for him. I definitely agree.
And the one thing that I look at him as the, and he always reminds me of Sean Kemp back in the day. You know what I mean? How he jump high, big power forward, jumping. He's doing some spectacular dunks. I think them two, to me, are the two of the most powerful dunkers. Dominique Wilkins up there, too. But for a big power forward to do the dunks they did, Blake Griffin and Sean Kemp were the same type of players. And then at the latter part of Kemp's career, Kemp come down to Cleveland. Kemp wasn't dunking no more. Kemp was down. He still made the All-Star team. He was down low, shooting mid-range, passing the ball. And Blake Griffin is just like they averaging 12, 5, and 5. 5 assists, that's all you need to hear. You know what I'm saying? He played 30 minutes a game, averaging 5 assists. Okay, so, and he's playing a point forward like LeBron, and that's why guys be upset like, oh, LeBron. No, if you 6'8", you should be able to do what LeBron do. You know what I'm saying? This guy, he should be able to handle a rock, no different. Even Karl Malone, his day, he should have been able to do the same thing. But Blake Griffin is playing a miniature Sean Kemp. And with his team, when they all get together, man, it's going to be hard to beat them teams, man. Definitely in the East, man. It's going to be hard to beat them, man. And only how the Lakers got a chance is you're right. They got to get a Drummond or they get another pick and a shooter. But lately, Kuzma been playing like he wants to be that third guy. You know what I'm saying? So see if he can keep that up, man. But they got to get – with the team the Lakers got right now, they won't win no championship, man. Not with the team they got now. They got to get another big man. You know, but for right now – the clear-cut favor is either championship or a bust for Brooklyn. We just been together 1 year.
In between.
They playing
yeah.
Right now. They balling right now, man. So, yeah. That's going to be tough to be. Andy back with your boy, Andre.
Right. I'm with y'all, man. It's definitely going to be tough to beat the Brooklyn Nets from here on out. Kyrie went back to Boston. And man, when I say when he put it on, like y'all just said, put on the show, That boy put on the show, and it ain't even no fans in the stands. Can you imagine if it was some fans in the stands? Then that boy probably would have went for 60. He's going for 40. He's going for 32. And it's not like he's playing every night. That's what's killing me about the Brooklyn Nets. They rotating the players, and they're not even playing all together at the same time. So it's
Uncle
just going to get greater later. What's that?
Hey, Uncle Ro, you want to know what's so funny about Kyrie? Uncle Ro, he the best post-up player on the Brooklyn Nets. Ain't nobody seen that either. He got the best post-up game on the Nets.
And with that being said, I'm going to say this. Yes, you will have to outscore the Brooklyn Nets. But to me, Blake Griffin is really not a true defensive player, but he does bring an addition to having a defensive player on the side of the ball. Don't forget, Blake do still know how to jump. And, hey, ICE, it'll be more than 6 or 7 dunks in a month. He gonna have 6 or 7 dunks in a week. These boys be running and gunning. These boys ain't trying to set up no plays. And if they do, you know what it's gonna be. James Harden is used to Lob City. You don't always need CP3 to throw the ball up in the air for somebody to catch it. All right? So we gonna see. I mean, not saying he gonna be the old Blake Griffin from the Clippers, but we gonna see some flashes of old Blake, because you know how it is when you get to a new squad, and in a new squad they got 3 other all-star players on their team. Come on, all NBA players on their team. Come on, man. That's just not right. So, once again, yeah, the Lakers, I'm pretty sure they're going to still make a move. You know how that goes. It ain't never too late for them boys to make a move. They're going to be just fine. But, you know, in the West, it's a little bit different than the East. The West, you really got to play hard every night. In the East, you can slack because your record don't have to be that good to, you know, to get into the playoffs. But with that being said, I just hate, okay, round table dream team. I told y'all the sniper was out on Wednesday. Joel Embiid, last night. Man, look, he almost got crippled. The sniper almost took him out. 76ers looking real good. Doc looking like he know what he doing over there. Talk to me what the 76ers going to do. They looking all right? What's happening with the 76ers? STG, Doc got them boys on point.
Man, Doc got them rolling. He got them believing in each other. He got them believing in that defense, man. But one thing I will say is he's taking that Boston offense everywhere. And I just don't believe that Boston offense is good for this team. They have totally different pieces than the Boston Celtics had. But as of right now, it's working. Let me say that. As of right now, it is working. But when the playoffs come, I really truly just don't believe that it's going to continue to work. They hit a wall with the Clippers trying to run it. And they had the similar pieces that the Boston Celtics had, like a Paul Pierce and a Kevin Garnett, you know what I'm saying? But they gotta believe and Joel and Embiid's help, though. You know, like, that's the number one thing. We can't go into these playoffs with our best player eating McDonald's and croaking out on us because he's not healthy. You know, this Joel Embiid stuff, it's serious, you know. But the MRI did come back from last night. Let me do say this. The MRI came back negative. Okay, so they're going to rest them. They're going to take a look at it again in a week. But with this week being missing, man, we're gonna see if they can play without Joel Embiid. Because I feel like when the playoffs do start, just like college basketball is going on right now, fellas, and I know we all see it, teams will get eliminated because of the COVID. Or our series will be postponed because of the COVID. I don't know how the NBA is gonna do it, but we gotta be able to see these players play without some of their best players, because that sniper, man, that COVID protocol, it will snatch some of them up out of here during the playoff series and make a playoff series real upside down and whack. So let's just see how it keeps playing out, man. But Joel Embiid got to eat healthy. He got to get on his shit, man. You know, he got to get more serious about his game and his life.
I see. E. Now got them boys ready for the playoffs?
Man, I think so, man. I think this might be the They might be the only team that can give Brooklyn a scare. They got the defensive players. They got enough offensive players to win. They got the right balance on that team. Steph Curry at the shooting guard, averaging about 13-14. Even though Ben don't shoot a lot, Ben been playing, you know, playing this game, one of the best defenders in the world. And a B, man, and he's been MVP, man, you know, all year, man. And he's still playing at a high level. Tobias Harris, they got some scores, man. They got Milton, Shaky Milton. Got the best guys who can score, man. I think they can make some noise, man. That's the only team, I think, in the East that can give Brooklyn a scare, man. And Doc Rivers, you know, he, I love him, man. But he on his last heel. He always can make his team better, though. I can't say that. It's just hard for him to get over that hump, you know, like he did with the Celtics, with that great team he had. But I think that's the team, you know. I think Philly is the team that would give Brooklyn that scare. But I'm still taking Brooklyn all day.
Hey, about Giannis. We're not worried about Giannis coming through there and disrupting nothing, man. We're not worried about my boy.
No way. He had his chance the last 2 years, MVP year. Unless he surprises and come out and hit some threes like he did in the All-Star game, guys, I'll be checking you. I just don't believe in Milwaukee this year, man. I gave him two good chances,
yeah,
man. And he got keys both years, just stole them. And come down to playoff time, man. He went backwards, man. So I'm not sold on him this year either, man. So I took another league, Brooklyn, Philly, but I wouldn't count him out, the Bucks out. But I don't think Giannis that guy, you know, who can take him over the hump right now, especially with that team.
Yeah.
Uncle Ro, breaking news just came on my phone. PJ Tucker trying to go to the Brooklyn Nets.
Them boys cheating. I told y'all, this is what this game is about, man. It's only two states that can get away with borrowing money, and that's California and New York. Them the only two states that all their sports teams and everybody gets a loan because they know they're going to be able to pay it back. But that's cheating. If PJ Tucker goes to the Brooklyn Nets, that's cheating. You can't have everybody who can shoot the ball on one team. That's just, I don't know. You know what I mean? And please, PJ Tucker, if you're listening to the show, man, please don't just sit out. Please don't do what James Harden did, okay? Just, man, play your game, man, all right? We understand that Houston ain't as good as they were when you had your boy James Harden, but don't pull a James Harden move on us. Okay, please. All right. And, fellas, I'm going to say this.
It's already being done, Uncle Ro. It's already being done, Uncle Ro. He's sitting out until they seek a trade. I'm reading it as you say it. And he's sitting out until they seek a trade. They gave permission to sit out until he finds a team to go to.
And I'm just filling it up, too. And this is some bull. They're like, I don't even. This is. If this ain't a street move, I don't know what it is. You know what I mean?
But
I tell you. These boys right here are no joke. The Brooklyn Nets are really trying to set themselves up to make that run. But I will say this. Doc is one of those coaches who can make adjustments to a team, and the team seemed to adjust to Doc very well. You know what I mean? But with that being said, it is still Brooklyn's side or Brooklyn's title to lose if they decide to go that route. But I'm not going to count out Boston. I'm not going to count out Toronto. I'm not going to count out Milwaukee or Miami because we know when the playoffs start in the Eastern Conference, things start looking crazy. You know what I'm saying? So for right now, yeah, I think Doc got the Philadelphia 76ers looking the way that they're supposed to look. And I think they're going to be all right. I think they're going to be ready for the playoffs. Will they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals? I'm going to say yes at this point right now because I do see that they really serious and they got more than just
the pieces, the five starters. They got a nice little bench too. So, with that being said, yeah, man, that's how I look at it too. So we all on the grins that Doc got the 76ers where they belong. But I tell you what, hey, Dream Team, let's take this quick little break, man. And when we come back, man, we're gonna have to talk about the Madison Square Garden Patrick Ewing situation. Because if y'all ain't heard, what the hell is going on in Madison Square Garden checking Patrick Ewing credentials? What the hell? It's the streets, man. It's the Dream Team. It's your boys, man. We'll be right back. But do us a favor, man. You gotta tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Oh, let's go, OG.
Trying to kill the push, call the ambulance, get a strap. I be fucking this bitch while he ain't at home. She got the pics of me and her phone. Know that man a fool if he don't leave, cause bitch can't leave a nigga alone. She call me.
Baby. We got London on the track. Baby, she ain't fucking you better than I am. Baby.
Real hot girl shit.
Ooh, this shit will never feel the same.
Talking that shit when I drop that pen, come drop that dick.
Drop that
he dripping them covers, this pussy like butter. He put it in damn near nutty. Yeah. He know he made it, he fucking on Megan. He's dropping his last so crazy. Yeah. I like to talk shit when I fuck. I need a rough nigga like the baby. When he hit the city, he gon' tap in. He gon' fly me out to put it back in. I ain't tripping when a nigga pull my hat, cause he gon' pay for it to put it back in. I put one leg on the headboard, leave the other leg on the mattress. Look down at him while he's smacking. Get some headshots like an actress.
Yeah, my baby like to act up when we fucking.
Uh-huh.
Aggressive freak, she tell me smack her when we fucking. Started to laugh, she say, what's funny? Throwing that ass, stick with running. I'm holding it back cause I don't want a nut quit. But fuck you, really got nothing to hide. She knowin' what's up with me. We started at 12:30, she fucking at 3. It's hot, I'm sweating out bullets on her. I need something to drink, feel like a workout done.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing my push-ups in that puss. We getting our workout on it. I put a bath towel on the bed just to see the squirt all on it. Like, told you to stretch, not hurt, not done.
Uh-huh.
That fuck if it hurt, I want it. I'm on it. She like when I take a pill and take on it.
Go.
I fuck that bitch so good, she probably ain't even say your number.
Like, boom, boom, boom.
Lay the thunder. Say she wanna be my baby mom. Girl, you on the right track, yeah. I put it in her face, she say she like that, yeah. She got me.
Put these ties around your neck.
He
mesmerized, tattooed his mind. He won't forget it.
The baby tryna have a threesome with Shanti and Megan.
Baby, 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 baby.
It's your boy T Rose. It's the Dream Team. OG the Buck. It's that boy ICG in case of emergency. And that young one that keeps the stats hot. STG. Your boy Boo Meek. Hey, baby, what's going down? You know Boo Meek gotta take a quick break. He'll be back with him. But you know, it's the streets of talking, man, on this super Saturday morning. Good morning to everybody. You know, we're gonna jump right into it, man. Let's get into this situation, man, over at Madison Square Garden. Now, I don't know if y'all really understand this or not, but I know I ain't the only old school player that be on the street. You know what I'm saying? But Madison Square Garden, man, it's a guy by the name of Patrick Ewing that is the coach for the Georgetown Hoyas, who is an all-time great for the New York Knickerbockers. And when this guy shows up, you want to check his credentials? Hello? I don't know who's been doing what, but I could have sworn Patrick Ewing photos are everywhere in Madison Square Garden, man. The only thing missing is his jersey hanging from the Raptors. But Dream Team, am I tripping? What's wrong with Mike Dolan and the Madison Square Garden security staff? Do they not know who Patrick Ewing is? Do they not know who number 33 for the New York Knickerbockers was or who he is? Why are they checking this man's credentials?
SCG, what's going on in New York, man?
Man, listen, man. Whoever that dude was that gave Patrick Ewing a hard time, he don't need a job and not another stadium in America, okay? If you don't know, working in New York City, the Garden, Madison Square Garden, if you don't know who Patrick Ewing is, who Clyde Frazier is, who Charles Oakley is, who Allen Houston is, and who John Starks is, then you need to find another franchise. And those are just the basic Nick Grinks that you need to know. If they come knocking on that front door about coming into that stadium, man, listen, I don't care what event it is, how it's going down, and when it's going down, those guys get back door clearance, okay? And for this man, whoever he was, to put my man Patrick Ewing through the ringer the way he did, though, through the ringer, okay? And then on top of that, right, he put him through this guy, and my man's 7 feet tall. Like it's just ordinary seven-footers trying to get in the back door and come into the Garden. It's just trying to do that. But, bro, you got to be kidding me. He had to know this man was somebody important or somebody, just being the height and the size he is, okay? First and foremost, working for the NBA. And then if you don't know who he is, after you ran the man badge one time, you could have got on your cell phone. I'm sure you had it in your pocket somewhere close by and said, Patrick Ewing, and Googled the man real quick. And said, sir, I'm sorry about all this. You are able to go ahead and go on by and go through and do what you need to do. Okay, but this man put my man through the ringer. He don't need a job in a stadium nowhere. I'm not saying he needs a job because I'm for everybody. They need their jobs and they need to pay their bills and support their family. But for the disrespect that he put Patrick Ewing through, he don't need to work in another stadium in the NBA. No, because now he might get a job for the Mavericks, fella, and Dirk might get a job. And he might not want to let Dirk Nowitzki in the spot. You feel what I'm saying?
You know so it's going to be a problem in Dallas.
Yeah, we don't need that to happen. So he just needs to go ahead and get another job. This ain't for him.
ICE. Man, your boy Patrick Ewing got treated bad at Madison Square Garden. Talk to me, man.
Man, look, man. Growing up, kid, 70 and 1981, my first Sports Illustrated cover was Patrick Ewing underneath his house in Jamaica raining, saying it'll be the next great center for the Warriors. I had to be like 12, 13. He was my favorite player, man, for years, man. Until, you know, Larry Bird, Patrick Ewing, then LeBron James, Ewing. Every time Jordan beat him, I hated it. I cried almost all the time. I was Oakley fan. I was P.E. Patrick Ewing. He never had help, but I love this guy, man. And there's no way. I'm going to blame James Dolan on this one, too, man, because sometimes you got to get history with your program, man. Everybody in the world should have. He's in the Raptors. He's the king of New York. You know what I'm saying? I love Bernard King. We love Melo. We love Walt, Clyde, Frazier, Willis Reed. We love them guys. But the king of New York, and even Bernard King, you know what I'm saying? But P.E. is the logo for the Knicks to me. You know what I'm saying? Even if he didn't win a championship. I mean, I didn't see Walt Frazier back in the day when he played. I did watch footages of him, man. He was a great player. I seen him with the Cavs, bad boy. But all through my life, Ewing was the man up there. There's no way you should not know that's Patrick Ewing standing 7 feet tall. Some kids might not know him, though. He was 21 years old, though, man. I think he was doing his job, you know, But like you said, Styles, let me make a call. That's Patrick Ewing. Everybody should know his name up in New York, man. And it should have been easy, but I heard he been you know, being harassed, you know, before this right here, man. He was having problems. So I guess, you know, him, Oakley, and all these guys, James Dolan having problems with, even Spike Lee, you know what I'm saying? So I think James Dolan got a chip on what he want to get. He don't even care about the old Knicks, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like this is my Knicks team right now, and this is where we at. I forgot all about y'all guys, man, you know what I'm saying? So. That was disrespectful, man. And they better put some respect on Patrick Ewing's name. I know MJ shut him out for those championships, man. he's definitely the king of New York, man, and he should have more respect than that. What do you think there, T-Rizzo?
OG the Buck, you want to give your little two cents about this little simple madness that they had jumping off with your boy Patrick Ewing at MSG before I give my take?
Man, I think Ice said it the best, man. Styles the guy, shout out to Styles as well. But I think Ice said it the best, man. I remember repeating myself if I say what I got to say, because Ice said it best. Dolan don't respect the old regime. And that's pretty much what it is. You know, you fall out with Oakley, your guys don't know who Ewing is. You talk about a legend, Spike Lee. They giving Spike Lee a lip up in the garden. Man, I'm still with it. I wish Boogie was on here for this one right here. His beloved
Spike Lee,
Nick.
Spike Lee been giving them Spike Lee to buy a courtside seat since 1980. Courtside.
You
feel me? The row. Give me the row.
Courtside.
You feel me? The row since 1980. Since 1980, he's been buying a row out. Don't make no sense.
Yeah. So to make a long story short, y'all know what I'm going to say. The Knicks don't get no play in my ride. That's my take.
Hey, man, y'all couldn't have said it any better. It's James Dolan, okay? James Dolan, for whatever reason, I don't know what happened in the 90s. Why you don't like the 90s and the early 2000s New York Knicks? You did make it to the finals with those boys that you are so-called rejecting in the MSG. And it doesn't make sense to me at all. And I'm like you, OG the Buck. I wish Boo was on the phone right now, because you know it would be, boy, his cup would be overflowing right now with what he had to say. And we probably have to, man, we probably have to go to another commercial or something just for Boo. But I'm going to say this. James Dolan, you got to be the dumbest dude as an owner of any sports franchise, man. It just doesn't make sense of what's going on in the most known city in the world, in the most known arena around the world. The man's name is Patrick Ewing. STG said, man, the dude's 7 feet tall. The dude's 7 feet tall. He ain't big for nothing. When you see him walk through the, man, when you see the dude ducking to get through the garage, and we know garage got to be at least 20 feet tall for the buses.
Come on, man.
When a dude ducking to get in the dough, you going to check his credentials? You going to put him through the ringer for that? You don't know, man, just look around. You ain't got to make no calls. Number 33. And this man's face is everywhere in the garden. You got to be kidding
me.
That's everywhere.
I'm telling y'all, it's everywhere in the garden, y'all. Listen to what I'm telling y'all. When you go in Madison Square Garden, you see Patrick Ewing and Walt Clyde Frazier the most out of anything that ever put on a uniform in the garden. So there's no way this man been working there and walking around and don't know who this man is. He don't look too much different. He got a lower fade. And he a little heavier, but he looks the same.
As Patrick,
you can't, hey, you can't forget that one.
You can say that. I'm an East Coaster, man. I ain't a Knicks fan. I'm a Knicks fan because that was the TV. That was our TV. That's what it was on. It was on the New Jersey Nets and the New York Knicks. If you wanted to watch local sports, you know what I'm saying? So I became a low-key of a Knicks type of fan. Rooting for those guys growing up, you know, watching them going through their battles. And for the disrespect of Patrick Ewing, man, y'all got to be kidding me, man. Listen, dude, the Dolan needs to sell the New York Knicks. That's the first thing. That's the thing they expect. Why? There's no superstars coming in. Don't nobody want to come here. Nobody want to come there, because if I come here and play for you, after I leave, ain't nobody going to remember me.
Hey, man. So this is what I'm going to say here, Dream Team. Dream Team, because I know y'all going to be in agreement with me on this one. But I'm just going to say, here's the dummy of the day. So, OG the Bug, get ready to cue me up. On this Super Saturday, March the 13th, Madison Square Garden, Madison Square Garden. James Dolan, the security guard that checked Patrick Ewing at the gate with the Georgetown Hoyas basketball team. But all y'all that had something to do with Patrick Ewing on yesterday, and if you check his credentials today for this boy to make it to the, for the championship game, man, don't make me come to New York. Don't make me come to New York. That's all I'm going to say, man. I'm way over here, and I will pay for a one-way ticket to come kick somebody in their balls if they if I hear that they checked his credentials today.
But it's definitely going to be a one-way.
It's going to be a one-way. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm going to get bailed out, but it's going to be a one-way ticket because that's the cheapest way I can get there quick. That's fair. See, that's why that's the dream team. But for today, March 13th, security at Madison Square Garden and Mr. James Dolan for the trick that you're pulling at Madison Square Garden. You guys are the dummy of the day by far.
You big dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. You big cold-blooded dummy. You.
Man, listen. If they do that again, I mean, Larry Johnson, John Stark, Allen Houston, Patrick Ewing, Oakley.
Hold on,
Stanley.
Give it to him one more time, bro.
Give it to him again, man, because I got so many messages.
Cold blooded dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You big dummy. You dummy.
Greg Anthony. How many other people you want me to keep naming? Stephon Marbury. Any other people on that list, man? Man, you better not check none of their stuff, man. That's New York. I don't get it. I really don't get it, man. What is New York turning into, man?
Hey, man,
let's talk to me.
I was just saying, Spike Lee, man, probably his face is more famous than any face in the world, man. You should really know about Spike Lee. I mean, it's probably hard to find to see Ewing. Some kids might not know Patrick Ewing. Some kids, but everybody
know
knows Spike Lee.
I was going to say him for last.
You don't know Andy?
Who?
You don't know Andy?
Come on, man. He got to be on it, man. James Dolan, you tripping. All right. Hey, man, it's going down. Dream Team, let's go to get in this ride. Hey, yo, STG Young Buck. Shout out,
yeah,
baby.
Hey, Dream Team, this is a shout out to a Nick Legend, man. I don't know if y'all know this, but Trail Streetwell got a donation GoFundMe of his granddaughter got cancer, man. He needs the money, fellas. This is a man who said he got to feed his family. He turned down $35 million, okay? But he's broke right now. His grandbaby got cancer, and she needs donations, fellas. I sent in $20. Just letting y'all know, I donated $20. My man Latrell Freewell. Big shout-out to everybody out here trying to make sure our coaches stay healthy and help one another, man. We got to learn how to do this as African-Americans, man. We got to come together like the Jews, like the Puerto Ricans, like the Mexicans, like all of the other cultures, man, the Haitians, the Jamaicans, they all together. All right? Us African-Americans, man, we got to start coming together. We got to start doing the same thing, man, building, man. We got to make sure our culture is together. All right? We got to go beyond our families and our households now. We got to get out there. We got to make sure that the culture is right, you know what I mean? So, big shout out to the black culture, man. Let's keep on going. Let's keep trying to improve.
Yeah. Street. I see H. Case of emergency. Shout out, baby.
Hey, man. Once again, man. Shout out to the most versatile guy I know, T. Rizzy. Boy, you can switch him up real quick, baby. Okay. Hey, man. Much love, man. Styles of guys. Smooth, calm, cool, connected. He's fine. You know what I'm saying? As always, you know, Buck will keep it hot and funky. Man,
Every time. I got to be with you one day, but I just want to be next to you so you can DJ. I just want to just look cool and shit. Okay, man. Oh, you already know. LB, he keeps lying. I want to be that nigga just doing the side. Like, the DJ be like, what's up, man? I'm going to hear my boy rock. He's just, I'm going to vibe my head. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Hey, man. Hey, once again, man. Hey, man. They, Ohio State, man. They're in the Final Four, man, but I think they're the weakest link in these last four teams, man. I'm pulling for them, man. But it's gonna be tough for Ohio State to win this Big Ten title, man. But we hope they do, though. Pull up for him.
Cunningham.
I want to shout out all the callers that called in today. I understand, man, if they don't talk about the Browns every day. But we have a lot and loaded queue, man. And guys and females, they won't just listen. But like I always say, let the Browns man play off with the Steelers. We'll see if you on the show at 1 o'clock p.m. I don't get it. But I want to shout y'all out anyway, man. Just for hanging on, just for listening. We got hella coffee still in the queue right now. Just listening to the side off, man. We appreciate the support. I want to shout out, as I always, with the essential workers for keeping us safe, man. The numbers are coming down. They still out there riding. I want to shout out the Green Team, my man Boogie, who's here getting on today. Father, T-Bro, I said it best, man. You're a versatile young man. Way to hold it down for us, bro. You told with it. Man, did y'all hear my man Style? Man, Style started rocking the trail a little bit. Talking about he broke, man. Make man. Style killed me with that, man. Shout out to Latrell, man, and GoFundMe, man. Shout out to me 20, I got it 2022, man. Man, my prayers with the family on some real, talk. Shout out my man Ice.
Yeah.
If I find you, I want him 2 blocks twice. I'm gonna get my bag of tape. We gonna get our own Super Alice. And we gon' DJ somewhere like we did back in the 80s, man. Ain't nothing. I gotta get out of here, T-Bro. You got about 45 seconds, man. Get us out of here. Picture me, bro.
Hey, man. Shout out to the Dream Team. Shout out to everybody in the queue. You know how we do, man. It's number love around here in the street. STG, that's my guy. ICE, OG the Buck, to that boy Boo. Y'all have a great weekend this weekend. We will see y'all on Wednesday. Hey, don't forget, time changes on Sunday. All right? So make sure you get the clock right. I'll be ready for you. And we'll see you on Wild Out Wednesday, man. It's your boys, man, the Dream Team. So, hey,
pitching
we love y'all, man. Tell a friend. To tell a friend. To tell a whole lot of girlfriends. We love y'all. Street! Yeah! Let's go. Yeah! Ha ha.